Yesterday at the 4 p.m. Mass, I began my homily by telling the community gathered that I was shocked when I printed out my homily and it was 6 pages long. They were already starting out the back of church headed for Pax Christi. Well, the good news is that I had to print it so large, it's really only 3 pages, but it makes it 6 because of the larger print. When we think about Jesus, ourselves, and our personal spiritual life, I don't know about you, but I like to think about the Jesus that raised the dead and healed the sick, the Jesus that forgives us every time we really mess up in our lives and we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. The Jesus that will put his hand on my back and say, hey, Jim, I forgive you again. Just get up and go back and do what you need to do to be Christ in the world. You know, there is that part of Jesus, thankfully for all of us and thankfully for the church. But there's also the Jesus that's a teacher and a preacher. And because Jesus can only preach and teach the truth, many times, people don't want to hear it. And that's kind of what Jesus was talking about in this gospel today. When James and John went to the Samaritan town to ask for a place to prepare for Jesus and his group of followers, they said, no way. We don't want you Jews here, or you followers of Christ here, you just call down the Romans on us. But the point there is, Jesus knew, and he was foretelling these followers that life is not going to be easy being a follower of Christ. Jesus goes on in this gospel to say, you know, the foxes have dens and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to rest his head. And to another, let the dead bury the dead. And no one who sets their hand to the plow and looks back is worthy of the kingdom of God. And these were guys that were saying to Jesus, or followers who were saying to Jesus, I want to follow you, but I got to do these things first. And Jesus is making a point that we can always seem to find in our lives an excuse, a reason to prolong answering our call. I mean, these things seem very un-Jesus-like when we hear these things that he said to his followers. And I can admit to you that when I first read that gospel, I'm like, oh, well, what a downer. I don't really know if I want to preach on that or not. But then I got to thinking of all the times in my own life that Jesus has made a call or Jesus has pointed out a need somewhere, and I have found a reason or an excuse not to respond, to not be Christ in the world, to not go and preach the kingdom of God to others. I'm sure every one of us here could find, if you reflected, you can find many times that that's happened in our lives, whether it's for someone who's a friend, family, or someone we dislike a great deal. One of the things that makes it difficult for us is the fact that there's a lot of persecution even today for people who profess to be Christian. I mean, people are actually dying across the world because they refuse to give up the practice of their Christian faith. That's truly sad. And it truly should make us appreciative that we live in a nation that we're going to celebrate the freedom of this week on the 4th. That we can come to this church anytime we want to any mass we want to, without fear of losing our life for doing so. But you know, out there in the world that we live in, it's maybe subtle at times, but it's we get persecuted because we are followers of Jesus Christ. Because we want to live the truth and we want to help others to see the truth through how we live our lives and what we have to say. But sometimes we get persecuted for that. Now, I'm not sure this really fits into this homily, but for some reason I was reminded when I was probably about the 5th grade, I was in another faith tradition, and I was saved and baptized. And it was pretty soon after that, and you know, I was kind of a chubby cheek young man, and so I got picked on occasionally because of being a little overweight. So this one bully one day he's coming after me for the second or third time that, you know, a couple of weeks time, and it's like, okay, it's either fight or flight. So I'm thinking, oh, I said, I'm a Christian and Christians don't fight. So luckily, one of my best friends was a boxer and he took care of the situation for me. Anyway, we are called to be peaceful people as Christians, but you and I have been baptized, and that baptismal call is strong. We cannot escape it. We hear about it almost every time we come to Mass, and we make commitments to be Christ in the world, and we certainly turn to God for the strength and the courage to carry out the kingdom of God in this world as best we can, in whatever venue and situation we find our lives in. We're called to be good stewards of our time and our talent and our treasure. And we need to always reflect before we are looking for an excuse not to answer the call, to say, you know, maybe I should say yes to this. Maybe it's going to take me out of my comfort zone because I don't like being around homeless people, or I don't like to be around people of other ethnicity, whatever the case might be. You know, we're called to be Christ in the world. We're called to help bring the kingdom of God to the earth. I think today we would be called from this gospel to truly ask for strength, to truly ask for courage, and to look to this community gathered, the love that we have, and the Christ that we have to share with each other, and in particular, the very real presence of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ in the Eucharistic banquet. You know, when we receive that banquet, the Eucharist, it doesn't just get into our system and become one of our cells in our body. We become more like Christ. So think about that grace today as we come to communion and ask God to help you take that grace into the world in which we live.